Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
This week, and possibly as early as today, the High Court could order a stay or pause on the cap on the number of passengers allowed to use Dublin Airport next summer. It's something that Ryanair has been calling for a long time, and it has just posted its half-yearly results, which show that the airline made a profit of €1.79 billion, down 18% on the same period last year. It said its traffic was up 9%, but the average fare fell by 10%. It comes as the airline criticises the British government for increasing taxes on flights. And Neil Sorahan is the CFO of Ryanair. Good morning, Neil.
Joe, how are things?
Not too bad, Neil. Congratulations on the results, but down 18%.
Yes, indeed. But still, as you said, a strong performance. I mean, traffic was record, 115 million passengers, albeit at lower fares. We had to stimulate a bit more over the first half of the year with the absence of Easter in Q1. And then we had the impact of higher for longer interest rates and consumers needing stimulation, coupled with the online travel agents boycott of Ryanair earlier on in the year. But I think the key is that we're starting to see fares moderate. The declines in fares are moderating at this point in time. Bookings for Q3 look strong, and we're now guiding just modest declines in fares into Q3. So I think relatively positive.
Yeah, fares are down, and yet the company, especially Michael O'Leary, says that customers will be paying €500 to get home for Christmas. That does seem a bit contradictory to me.
Well, Dublin is an outlier, as you said yourself in the introduction there. Capacity is capped in Dublin. Extra flights that we would typically put on over the Christmas period, unfortunately, have not been permitted by the current Minister for Transport. They could be, but the Grinch has decided not to allow it this time out. So we are potentially looking at very high fares for close-in travel back and forward to Ireland.
Mm. Your costs rose by 8%. Is that allowed because the rest of the business was up 9%?
Yeah, I was very pleased with the cost performance in the first half of the year. Costs up less than the 9% increase in traffic. We've strong fuel hedging in place, and that helped offset some labour inflation and, of course, Boeing delivery delay costs within the business. And we anticipate that our costs on a full year basis now are going to be broadly flat per passenger, which is better than we previously indicated.
Mm-hmm. You're critical of Boeing more than you usually are. I counted in the press release 4 references to Boeing, and they were all critical.
No, I would say, you know, Kelly Ortberg, Stephanie Pope, they're doing a relatively good job in difficult times. There's a strike vote tonight in Seattle. We'd be very hopeful that we will see some kind of resolution sooner rather than later. But it has had a huge impact on our business, the ongoing delays. We were due to have 205 million passengers this year. We're now going to be close to 200 million passengers. We had hoped to have 215 million passengers next year. We're now cutting that back and planning on the basis of 210. So I'm hoping that, you know, the strike will get resolved, that production will start to ramp up, and that we'll start to see some improvement in deliveries and take the balance of our Game Changer aircraft over the course of the next year, and then look forward to the MAX 10s, which are 20% more fuel efficient, can take 228 passengers instead of 189 on our current aircraft by 2027. But, you know, it has been difficult, but we're hoping we're coming to the worst of it and coming out the other side.
You say that you're Europe's number one rated ESG airline, and you certainly are switching a lot more to sustainable aviation fuel. What percentage of your total fuel is SAF these days, Neil?
It's still a very small percentage. The supply of SAF is very limited. There will be mandates on the fuel companies from next year to deliver at least 2% sustainable aviation fuel. And then that will rise quite quickly over the next decade. But we've been ahead of the curve. You know, we've set ourselves a very challenging target of picking up about 12.5% of our fuel in SAF by 2030, 2031. We've got 10% 10% of that already committed. And importantly, we've been taking in aircraft that are 16% more fuel efficient. So as you said, we're in a strong place with the rating agencies on this, whether it's MSCI with an A rating or CDP with an A minus. Sustainalytics have us the number one airline in Europe for ESG. And we're delighted that the Science Based Target Initiative have now validated our 2031 targets of reducing to passenger kilometre by 27% between now and 2031.
Mm. I see you're not just unhappy with the Irish government, you're also unhappy with the UK government.
Yeah, I think, you know, for an island nation on the periphery of Europe, it was a backward step to increase air passenger duty at a time when capacity all across Europe is constrained. Airbus are struggling to deliver aircraft. Boeing are struggling to deliver aircraft. We're going to reduce our growth into next year. So at the same time, we're seeing the likes of Sweden, the likes of Hungary, parts of Italy reducing taxes, and the government last week put up taxes. So I think it's going to be very negative for the regions in the UK. Our growth will likely go elsewhere.
Mm. And you're opening a training academy, though, in the UK. Any reason why it wasn't in Ireland?
Well, we would love to do more in Ireland, and then, you know, we're talking to various parties in Ireland, like elsewhere across Europe, about potentially building engine shops and others. But we already have, as you're probably aware, we have a big pilot training facility in Santry in Dublin, where we're putting huge numbers of cadets through on an annual basis. But we'd love to do more in Ireland if we could get the support.
Okay, Neil, thanks so much. That is Neil Sorahan, the Chief Financial Officer with Ryanair.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.